Okay, it's Hey Nissan, April 10th. We're on page Tzadi Hey. Second to last paragraph on the page. Kol Geder Katan Shadam Zochel is Gaderbo. Every small Geder means a protective fence. So every small curving or limitation or protective measure that a person merits to put upon himself, his Alas Gedola Hilo. It's a big elevation for him. V'umargish esa hisalus. And he feels the elevation. Hamatzliach l'rasein es atzmo. A person who is successful in restraining himself. Pa'am mipletas pe'mazika. Pa'am mihispartus pe'kaso b'schok. Sometimes from a quick... literally means expelling something from the mouth, but it means something that just comes out of your mouth that's damages, and he held himself back from that, or from bursting forth in anger or in silliness. Yochel tekef lahavchin rechavas das penimus shehitos velo. He can immediately discern a rechavas das, hard to translate. It literally means a broadening of the mind, but das here is not, doesn't mean intelligence. It mean he's become greater in his not knowledge. Let's say wisdom, character, intelligent character, an inner one that's been added to him. Kach nivchenes hayira. That is how yira is discerned. Masas nafsho shel adam haTorah hi liyos gadur b'halichosav. Like the whole goal of a person of Torah is to be restrained in his ways. Zehu hachinuch liyira. This is the training for yira. L'kvo el atzmo gedarim, to establish for himself limitations. Hein b'derach eretz v'hein b'zehiras b'mitzvos. Whether just in his derech eretz, the way he conducts himself, and in being cautious and careful with mitzvos. Amdam hizarnu mipnei avoda b'midos b'terem nakiras atzmeinu. We've been exhorted in the avoda of midos before we know ourselves. Mipnei chumros b'mitzvos. We've been exhorted to, it means not to work on our midas before we know ourselves, meaning you have to do this in a reasonable and logical way. You can't really work on your midas before you know yourself, and you can't be machmir and mitzvos, become a fermak for a person who's not at that level. So that's true. Ulam kan hamadubar hu begdar mishahem yisug hilchos derech eretz. He's raising a question you might have. I thought we're not supposed to jump to levels that are beyond ourselves. So what's this about making gedarim? He says that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about gedarim that are from the category of derech eretz. Haynu b'hanhagas ha'adam im gufo, which is the way a person conducts himself, literally physically, be'es alichasa, the way he eats, ubevo'o b'maga im chavero, when he comes in contact with his friend, lebal yira iya ayir prutza ein choma isha shein matza l'rucho. As far as the pasuk from Shlomo Melech, like he shouldn't be like a wild animal with no wall. I'm sorry, here it's ear prutz. A breached city with no wall, a person who has no stopping, no limitation to his spirit. Like a. There's no walls, there's no limitations. That every person can work on. We're not talking about exceedingly high levels. The hausafa be'echos ayir avoda gedolahi. Adding to the quality of yira is a great avoda. Amarna, we said ki yira hikach instinctivi amakanin v'ma'amakis yisrei adam. We already said that yira is an instinctive faculty that nests itself deep in the hidden parts of man. It's deep within his consciousness. Avodahi la'alosa misham shetiyah gluya b'lev ha'margeshes la'adam. The avoda is to bring it up from there, that it should be revealed in the heart. Not something. Huh? You know, the yira is something a person can... Right, that's right. There's an instinct of yira, but a lot of people have to tap into it. Somewhere in the far recesses of what they're aware of, they have a sense, oh, you know, he shouldn't do certain things, but it's not an active part of his emotions. So to bring it up into the more active part of himself, that's what it means, gluya belay, revealed in the heart of Murgesh's Ladam, and felt. He feels it all the time. He doesn't have to go searching to find it. Yesh lilmod liyiras Hashem anichbad v'hanoras Hashem elokeinu. He's really borrowing the phrase, but one has to learn to fear Hashem, the great and honorable and awesome Hashem, our God. Af yiras ha'onesh. I have to see if this is re'iya or raya. No, re'iya he. Fear of punishment. We've mentioned there's two types of yira. Yiras ha'onesh is basic yira and awareness. Hashem punishes. I shouldn't do what's wrong. Yiras ha'romamus is considered the law, the greater yira, which is just awe of Hashem's loftiness. But even the more basic yira, yiras ha'onesh, he says it's re'iya, it's vision. Re'iya behira shel ha'asir ha'tzameach be'achreach me'ha'avera. It's clear vision of the future that sprouts necessarily from avera. It's a clarity. Why would a person not have yiras ha'onesh? Because there's some kind of disconnect. I can do A and think it doesn't cause B. Avodahi. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Ha'ovid b'yira v'eino rotza l'ramos es atzmo. A person who serves with yira and doesn't want to fool himself, yisbonin b'yira sa'onesh l'hagvil bozes yirosa, will contemplate yira sa'onesh to increase with this his yira. V'arei zohi mitzvah es Hashem elokecha tira. That's the mitzvah Hashem, your God, you shall fear. As the Rambam puts it, the fourth mitzvah the Rambam counts in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lahamin Yiraso Yisala, to believe in the awe of Hashem, he should be elevated, Lihipachin Mimeno, and to fear of him, Velo Yik Kofram Ahocha Bashurus Libum Vakari, not to be like the deniers that go with the whims of the heart and like a haphazard chance existence, Aval Nira Bi Yiras Ancho Bacholais, but we should fear the fear of his punishment at all times. Vizeu Amros Hashem Lekachatira. That's what it means. So he says, "Lo nita b'mashakosu b'machabrim." We should not make a mistake in what the authors have written. The Gam HaRambam b'sof Hilchos Tshuva, including the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, ki yiras ha'onesh hidargas hanoshim v'aktanim. As I said before, yiras ha'onesh is considered the lower level yira. And so many authors, and the Rambam among them, have said it's like for simple people. You'll excuse the fact that it puts nashim with simple people, and most of history, they were not educated, and that's why they're often lumped together. But don't make a mistake in the fact that he says that. Ki hine b'yiras ha'onesh atzma yeshna gam kein b'china shel yiras ha'romos. Because in yiras ha'onesh itself, there is also an aspect of yiras ha'romos. He amispaeres b'mashaner b'sefer ha'mitzvos. I will have to get more into this, but he's saying there's a way of doing yiras ha'onesh that it's closer to greatness, and there's a way of doing yiras ha'onesh that it's smallness, and we'll have to see how we discern which one is which.